好，感謝主，能夠早上又相聚喺主嘅面前。
Thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to gather before Him this morning.
今朝早我仍然想同弟兄姊妹交通約書亞記。
This morning we will continue to share with brothers and sisters the book of Joshua.
好，請我哋打開約書亞記，我哋讀幾節嘅聖經。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua. We're going to read a few Bible passages.
約書亞記第一章
Chapter 1 of Joshua.
我們已經是讀過第一節到第十到第九節已經兩次了
In the past, we have read Chapter 1, verses 1 to 9.For at least two times already.
好，我哋今次咧由第十节开始读。
And this time we will start reading on verse 10.
咁一直读到呢个十八节。
And we will end at verse 18.
都揾到啊吓，约书亚记第一章，我哋请听我读第十节。
Joshua chapter 1, listen to me as I read.
第十节佢哋话，于是。约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说：你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河，进去得耶和华你们神赐你们为业之地。约书亚对流便人、加得人和马拿西半支派的人说：你们要追念耶和华的仆人。摩西所吩咐你们的话说：耶和华你们的神使你们得享平安，也必将这地赐给你们。你们的妻子、孩子和牲畜都可以留在约旦河东，摩西所给你们的地。但你们中间一切大能的勇士都要带着兵器。在你们的弟兄前面过去，帮助他们。等到耶和华使你们的弟兄像你们一样得享平安，并且得着耶和华你们神所赐他们为业之地，那时才可以回你们所得之地，承受为业。就是耶和华的仆人摩西在约旦河东向日出之地所给你们的。他们回答约书亚说：你所吩咐我们行的，我们都必行；你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。我们从前在一切的事上怎样听从摩西，现在也必照样听从你。唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。无论什么人违背你的命令，不听从你所吩咐他的一切话，就必致死他。你只要刚强壮胆。
In English, verse 10, Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land.Which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor,And help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you. And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go.According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest them, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Verses 1 to 18. I'm sorry, 10 to 18.
好，我哋就读咁多嘅圣经，我哋低头祈祷。
That will be all the passage we'll be reading for today. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我哋多谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
早晨，你又召聚我哋到你嘅面前嚟。
And this morning, once again, you gather us before you.
主啊，我哋读过你嘅话。
And we have read your words.
求主将呢啲话放进喺我哋嘅心中。
And Lord, may you place these words in our hearts.
主啊，将赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
And give us the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
让我哋更知道主。
So that we may come to know you even more.
我主用你的话语好像发出亮光叫愚人通达。
Oh Lord, use your words so that may it be a light that shed upon the foolish ones.
求主的同在今天早上显明在我们中间。
And may your presence be manifested among us this morning.
愿主你得着荣耀得着高举。
And may you gain the glory.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们用了两次的时间来到交通关于以色列人他们来到这个约旦河的旁边要进到去迦南地的事情。
In the past, we have shared two times already regarding the matter of the Israelites coming to the promised land.
以色列人我们知道是神所拣选的一个民族。
Now we know that the Israelites are the people chosen by God.
那神要在地上面找到这一班人藉着他们显出神的作为显出神的旨意。
Now God selected the people of Israel on this earth so that he can manifest his will through these people.
那这班人呢他们本来在埃及地。
This group of people originally they were from Egypt.
他们在埃及地是做奴隶。
They were slaves in the land of Egypt.
那因为神的拯救呢
Because the Lord saved them,
将他们带来埃及将他们带进去神的心意带进去一个应许的地方。
Now the Lord lead them out of the land of Egypt and led them into the promised land.
这个地方叫做迦南。
Now this promised land, we call it the land of Canaan.
那这个在迦南地神的心意要他们做什么呢要他们在那里享用神为他们所预备的。
Now what is the desire of the Lord leading them into the land of Canaan?It's for them to enjoy what God has prepared for them.
同埋享用神俾佢哋嘅安息。
And to enjoy God's rest.
於是呢神用呢個一個人叫摩西。
Now then God uses his servant, Moses.
帶佢哋經過咗四十年嘅時間。
And through 40 years,
佢哋今日嚟到呢個迦南地嘅呢條個對面。
After 40 years in the wilderness, they finally arrive on this side of the River Jordan.
咁照計，如果佢哋過咗河呢
？Now once they have crossed the River Jordan，
咁佢哋就進到去神嗰個應許嘅地方，入去迦南。
They would have entered into the promised land that God has given them, the land of Canaan.
照計佢哋可以好似以前嗰四十年咁樣就跟住摩西過去就得㗎喇。
They could have followed just like they did the 40 years in the wilderness to follow Moses across the river.
但係正當喺嗰個時候
But right at that time,
帶佢哋嘅呢四十年嘅呢個摩西呢神就話佢死咗。
Now the servant Moses that had led them for the past 40 years, he was taken away.
那咁一直以嚟呢，以色列人咧都以好似当呢个摩西系盲公竹咁样嘅吓。
Now for 40 years, the Israelites look upon Moses as the pole, as the guiding stick for of a blind person.
突然间在这个时候,
now suddenly at this moment he died.
那对以色列人来讲，呢个系一个好大嘅一个打击，
Now for the Israelites, that is a that's a great it's a traumatic experience for them.
但系我哋知道神有佢自己嘅旨意。
But we understand that God has His own plan.
神亦有佢自己嘅安排。
Now God has His own plan.
神要兴起另一个人。
Now God is to raise another servant up.
就系神所使用嘅呢个约书亚嚟到带佢哋经过呢个约旦河进到去迦南地。
And Joshua was the servant that's raised up by God to lead the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
咁我哋都交通过啊，约书亚作为一个年轻人，但系佢有圣经话，佢话俾我哋听，佢有另外一个心智。
Now we read that Joshua, even though he was young in age, but he has a different spirit.
有一个不同嘅心智要跟随神。
He has a different spirit to follow after God.
那个不同就话唔同其他嘅人一样。
Now that different spirit is different from the rest of the people at that point time.
佢系紧紧嘅嚟到跟住主。
He closely follow on to the will of God.
无论地上边或者其他发生咗咩事情。
Now no matter what else happened is happening during that time, that period of time.
佢始终如一嘅咁样样嚟到跟住神。
Joshua continually followed with a single heart to for God.
或者环境被他众人看见,哇,很危险啊。
Now even though these surroundings, circumstances might tell them there's a lot of danger all around them,
但是在约书亚的心目中,是看不见这些环境上面的难处。
But Joshua, in his single-mindedness, he does not see all the other dangers around him.
他只是看见神答应我们, 咁神要做就要做。
What he sees is the promise of God, what God has promised him, and what will be accomplished.
哪一个咁样嘅唔同别人嘅心智？
This is the different spirit that Joshua has.
那结果神将佢拣选咗出嚟。
So because of that, God has chosen him.
神并且同佢哋从约书亚讲话，你当刚强壮胆。
And God spake unto Joshua that you should be courageous and you should raise up and be courageous.
神说,因为我必与你同在。
And God promised him that he will be with Joshua.
并且呢,不会撇下你的。
And he will not leave him behind.
亦都不会丢弃你。
And he will not forsake him.
使你可以将百姓带入去,使你可以带着这些百姓进入迦南地。
That Joshua will be able to bring his people, bring God's people into the land of Canaan.
神就说,唯有你紧紧的听神的话,遵行神的话。
And God promised Joshua this only when Joshua needs to trust and obey and follow his
God. 神就说,你就会凡事亨通。
And then Joshua will be smooth sailing through all the other events.
并且是凡事顺利。
And he will be successful in the, all the things that he will be doing.
神说,你跟随神,你遵行神的话,神就说,你在你的路上就凡事顺利。
Now God told Joshua that when you follow the, my commandments that You will be smooth sailing on all the things that you will be doing.
但没错,前面的路,他们不知道怎么样。
Now it's true that they don't know what's before them.
前面的路亦都有很多的未知数。
Now there's certain unknowns, uncertainties in the future.
但神说,你不用怕。
But God said, do not worry.
你只要听着神的话,跟随神的话来行。
Only listen to God's words and follow His words.
神就说,这样你就能够凡事顺利。
And then you will be blessed in all the things that you do.
神就是这样来带领这个约书亚。
Now that is how God has led Joshua.
弟兄姊妹,今天当我们读神的话的时候,
Now today, as we read the words of God,
我们就发觉一件事情,当日神向 同这个约书亚讲的说话,今日一样同 你同我嚟讲嘅。
As we read the Bible and read His Word, we could come to the same realization. Those same words that were spoken to Joshua, they can be applied to us today.
神话，我个律法书上嘅话呢，一你唔可离开你嘅口。
Now God said that the words and God said that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
神话你要昼夜嘅思想。
You should meditate upon it day and night.
并且谨守遵行。
And to obey and to carry it out.
即系话神讲嘅嘢，你好存放喺心里边啦。
And that is to say, what God told you, you should place it in your heart.
并且因为佢讲嘅，你就听，你就跟随。
And what He told you, you should listen and you should follow.
神就话呢个道路就可以亨通，可以凡事顺利。
And then you shall be blessed by Him.
今日神同样同我哋讲呢句说话。
Now today, God also speaks likewise to us.
巴不得弟兄姊妹，你将神嘅话亦都系放喺你嘅心中。
And dear brothers and sisters, we hope that you also have placed God's word in your hearts.
好似约书亚咁样样，遵行神嘅话。
Just as the servant Joshua did, to listen and to follow the words of God.
咁样，神就话你就会蒙福。
And then God promised that you shall be blessed.
所以一个好简单嘅一件事情。
This is a very simple manner.
但愿我哋喺呢度都能够学到一个功课啊！
And may we all here today be able to learn this lesson, this homework.
好啦，约书亚，我哋知道佢个名咧，我哋都提过系拯救嘅意思。
Now we have mentioned that the name of Joshua means to save, salvation.
嗱，约书亚喺旧约嘅圣经嘅里边
，Now Joshua in the Old Testament
系预表着将来嘅基督耶稣。
Joshua it signifies the future Christ.
约书亚点样喺旧约嘅时候将以色列人带入去神嘅应许地？
Now how Joshua has led the people of Israel into the land of Canaan,
让以色列人喺嗰度享用神嘅丰富
，so that the people of Israel can enjoy the abundance of God.
同样嘅，我哋嘅主耶稣基督亦都将我哋点样带入去神嘅丰富嘅里边。
Likewise, our Lord Jesus Christ also brings us into the full abundance of God.
嗱，我哋记得希伯来书嗰度讲过。
We also remember that in the book of Hebrews, it tells us this.
佢话原来嗰个为万物所属、为万物所本嘅。
Now in Hebrews, it tells us that for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things.
要领许多个儿子进荣耀里边去。
And to bring many sons unto glory.
使救佢哋嘅元帅呢，因苦难得以完全。
That to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
嗱，呢度所讲嘅呢个元帅
，Now the captain, the spoke of here,
指住基督耶稣。
It points to Jesus Christ.
亦都就系约书亚所预表嘅。
And that is the portrait painted by the servant Joshua in the Old Testament.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，当你知道呢一个咁样嘅位置。
Now, brothers and sisters, that we come to know this this position,
咁你就知道咧，约书亚当时所处嘅环境系点样样。
Then we have a little bit of understanding of the situation that Joshua was placed in during that time.
所以咧，我哋继续嘅嚟睇落去嘅时候，由第十节开始。
So as we continue to look through the book of Joshua,
我哋又睇见咧，约书亚系。使用佢嘅权柄
，We can see that Joshua uses his authority。
咁我哋头先读过啦吓，第十节到第十八节咧，我哋发觉佢喺嗰度就落咗两道嘅命令。
Now from verses 10 to verses 18, we discover that he issued two commands。
第十節他們說，於是約書亞吩咐百姓的官長說，你們要走遍營中，吩咐百姓說，當預備食物。
And verse 10 states that Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare your victuals, which means food, for within 3 days.
請問弟兄姐妹啊。
I have a question for brothers and sisters.
你覺唔覺得有啲特別咧喺度
？When you read this verse, do you think anything out of the ordinary?
有冇覺得有啲咩好似應該咁嘅咩咁啊？有冇
？Do you ask yourself a question saying？Why is this the case?
其實咧就好似冇乜特別嘅嚇、啊。我哋中國人咧就話咧，三軍就未動，糧草先行。
It doesn't seem out of the ordinary. There's a saying in Chinese where before the three types of armies, it's moved to war, the food needs to go first.
係嘛？先要食啊！咁所以叫佢哋預備食物都冇乜問題啊！呢度講。
So to prepare the food, it doesn't seem anything out of the ordinary.
嗱，我就查過好多嘅譯本啊，好多譯本都係講到當預備食物。
Now I have looked through different translations, and many of them state the same that for them to prepare food.
但有啲咧就翻譯做乾糧。
And some translation will say just prepare the necessary dry food.
Dry food 啊，係咁翻譯噶。乾糧係dry food。OK， 都好可以。咁有咩出奇
？Now what is so different about that？
弟兄姐妹，我想問你一個問題。
Now here comes the question。
以色列人。他们在旷野的时候他们吃什么
The Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, what were they eating?
Manna, 是吗他们不用种的又不用耕的。
They were eating the manna, and they did not need to cultivate or plant anything.
记不记得神是每一天供应给他们 manna.
And God has supplied them with manna on a daily basis.
这些 manna 呢是怎么来的呢
Now, how does the manna come to them?
咁佢哋每一朝早呢，就起身，啊天蒙光，咁就出去，就咩咧？咁喺草地上边咧，就会咧有一啲叫做玛拿嘅东西，系圆圆地嘅，白色嘅。
So each morning before sunrise, early in the morning, they would go out, and on the grass, they would have this manna there, and it's a little white, a little roundish.
咁啊，聖經話咧，好甜甜地嘅。
And the Bible also tells us that it's a little bit sweet in taste.
啊，好好味道嘅。
But it's delicious.
嗱，佢哋咧，班以色列人，神就話：你哋每一朝早咧出去執就得噶啦，去執呢啲食物翻嚟。
Now God told the people of Israel that each morning all you need to do is go out there and you just handpick the manna for food.
但我哋知道。当他们还是在这个约旦河的东边的时候他们还是可以吃玛拿的。
Now we know that when the Israelites were still on the eastern shore of the river Jordan, there was still manna supplied to them.
直到几时就没有玛拿呢直到他们过了河这样 在这个迦南地吃到呢迦南地的果子的时候圣经就说第日呢就冇manna啦。
Now, when did the manna's supply of the manna stop? It's when the Israelites crossed the river Jordan, and upon they have tasted for the first time the food of the land of Canaan, then on the second day the manna stopped.
嗱，咁仲有几日啦吓，应该仲有好几天嘅manna佢哋食嘅。
So there should be several other days of manna that they have.
但系约书亚就话：你哋当预备食物。
But now Joshua told them here that told the people, officers of the people, that you should prepare food.
咁呢个食物系咪佢哋预备嘅呢
？Now this food, who prepared it?
系神为佢哋预备噶嘛？每一天都有 有玛拿给你食嘅。
This food, 神为佢哋预备。This food was prepared by God。
咁会唔会咧？好似佢哋星期六咁样样就执埋星期日食嘅玛拿咧？
Let's give an example. If it's on Saturday, can they handpick the manna and save it for Sunday?
因为呢安息日他们是没得执的，那么就早一天他们执埋安息日那些食物，就留回安息日吃。
Because they will rest on the Sabbath and they will not do any work, so can they pick the manna and save it for the next day?
那会不会这次呢又神叫他们啊，咁你执三日嘅嘢啦，三日嘅食物摆埋一齐啦，系咪咁嘅意思呢
？Now for the verse 10 here, does it mean that the people of Israelites they can pick 3 days of manna beforehand and save it for 3 days later？
听住咪，因为圣经里边冇讲到点解。
Now the Bible didn't tell us one way or the other，
亦都冇讲俾我哋听究竟预备啲乜嘢
，and also didn't tell us what they were preparing， what kind of food they were preparing。
但是有一样我们知道，就是神叫他们预备，神叫他们这么做。
But one thing we know for certain, and that is God told them to do so.
于是他们就要这么做。
And so they follow on, they follow what God has told them.
那你说没什么理由、啊、
You may ask yourself, why? What's the reason behind it?
如果你要问为什么，问什么理由，那是不是算是遵守神的话？
Now, if you were to ask why or what's the reason behind it before you carry out these commands, does that mean you're following the word of God?
嗱，呢个系第一点。
Now, this is the first point.
第二咧就话，点解佢哋预备食物
？Now, the second point is why are they preparing the food? What are they preparing it for?
其实圣经都讲咗点解要预备食物。
Now, the Bible already told us why, the reason.
只不过话冇话预备乜嘢食物啫。
It didn't tell us what kind of food they should be prepared.
點解佢哋要預備食物
？Why should they prepare the food？
因為三日之內，你哋要過這約旦河，進去得耶和華你神賜你們為業之地。
Because in 3 days' time, you will cross the river of Jordan and you will possess the land that God has given you.
呢個神自己講嘅，聖經裏邊嘅話。
This is what God told them.
咁你話，等一陣，你過河。过河系咪应该做啲船咧？啊，或者搭条桥咧
？Now the people, well, they may pause and they may think. Now we have to cross the river Jordan. Should we not stop and build boats to cross it？
或者整一条桥咧
？Or maybe we need to build a bridge？
系嘛？咁好似即系逻辑上边应该系咁样啊吓。
Now logically, that would be how we would think.
但神冇啊。
Now God didn't tell them this.
冇叫佢哋话，咁你哋预备啲船只啦，准备过河啦。冇，神只不过话你预备粮食。
Now God only told them to prepare food. He did not tell them to build a boat or build bridges.
正如头先我所提嘅，因为神要佢哋做，所以佢哋就做。
Just as I stated earlier that because God asked them to do so, they followed.
呢个叫做遵守神嘅命令。
And that is obeying God's words.
他们不做船，不做桥。
They did not build any boats. They did not build any bridges.
因为神没叫他们预备去做船，神也都没叫他们去起桥。
Now, because God did not ask them to build bridges, and God did not ask them to build any boats.
因为这个不是神要他们做的。
Because that's not what God asked them to do.
咁於是我哋後來就知道啊，神點解唔叫佢做船呢？因為佢哋唔需要坐船，佢哋只係行乾路咁樣過去。
Now later on, we find out why they did not need to build any of those boats or bridges, because they could just walk across.
哦，弟兄姊妹，盼望我哋喺呢點上邊嚟到學一啲嘅功課。
And brothers and sisters, may we learn a lesson from this.
有時我基督徒時時咧做一啲。是我们不需要做的事。
Now, many times as Christians, we would do things that we find it unnecessary.
以至到呢，我们落在一个很受苦的这样的光景上面。
And even to a state that we may be suffering from it.
神没叫我们预备的，我们自己去做，是他去预备。
Even though God did not ask us to do so, we prepare things for ourselves.
咁啊，中國人有句話，我唔知你知唔知翻啊，叫做阿茂整餅啊。
There's a Chinese proverbial saying. It means something like this person is doing something extra that is not necessary.
冇嗰樣就整嗰樣出嚟。呢個好多時候我哋係咁樣樣。
He or she is doing something that extra.
Yeah. 有好多嘢咧，根本唔需要我哋管嘅，唔需要我哋理嘅，我哋係要去理。
And there are many matters that it's not of our concern, but we just want to be there and we want to think about it.
我想講俾你聽，好多青年人咧都嚟同我哋投訴。
Just want to raise the point that a lot of young people will come to us and give some kind of complaint.
佢話咧，有時咧爸爸媽媽管得我好緊要。
And what did they say? They would say that, oh, sometimes I feel my parents, they're so strict on me.
Yeah, 不是管不夠, 是管得太多。
Not that they're not strict enough, but they're so strict.
有些年輕人說,我現在十幾歲,他還當我是四歲。
And it's like, my parents are so strict towards me when I was a young kid, and even till now, even I'm 18 now, they still treat me as a 4-year-old.
咁咧，最受苦咧，你知道係咩？做父母嘅，即係咁嘅情形，父母最受苦。
And you know what? I think the parents, they have their own griefs as well.
點解？因為管唔到嘅，我都要去管啊。
I think the parents, even though they will be strict, they try to tell you what to do, even though they know that the youngsters may not follow.
等一下，我不是说叫你不要管你的小哥。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not telling you not to, be strict towards your kids or look after them.
有很多的事我们不管得到呢，就是将它交给主。
My point is that sometimes, for the things that we cannot dictate, that those matters we will offer up to the Lord.
所以我哋唔好担一啲不必要嘅担子。
So as for us not to carry extra burdens that we do not need to do so.
好啦，嗱，翻翻嚟预备食物嗰度吓。
Now after this little distraction, we'll come back to here with the food.
原来我哋发觉到神话你哋要预备食物，因为三日之内你哋要过约旦河，要去得嗰个地神所赐俾你嘅地方为业。
Now God asked the Israelites to prepare for 3 days' food because in 3 days they would cross the river Jordan and they would possess the land.
我哋原来后来我哋发觉到真系当佢哋要进入去呢个迦南地嘅时候，带嚟嘅跟住嘅就系佢哋。
Now later, we find out that once they cross the river, there are many battles awaiting them.
因为这样的缘故，他们更加要预备自己。
And because of this reason, they need to prepare themselves.
所以在新约，用我们用新约的话来讲呢。
So speaking in terms of the New Testament,
就好像以弗所书六章那里说，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Just as in Ephesians chapter 6, that we should wear the full armor of God.
与属灵气的恶魔争战。
And our battle is not with the body, but with the spirit forces.
并且圣经说，要拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的刀来争战。
And to utilize the sword of spirit, and that is the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个预备食物或者预备粮食。
Now in this preparing the food,
我哋今日嘅学习肯定就话喺神嘅话语嘅上边嘅储藏。
And today for us that means to store up, in terms of God's words, store those up.
不过好可惜嘅就今日好多嘅人，佢哋属灵嘅粮食系储喺节食或者禁食啊呢个咁嘅状态嘅底下。
Now, many, many people today, in terms of storing food, they went the other way, which is like, they went on fasting, they went on a diet instead.
有时间一日，拎本圣经出来， 读两节啦。
So if time allows, on a daily basis, I'll just open the Bible and I'll just read two or three verses.
啊，咁啊，有时成个礼拜都唔摸下嘅，星期日嚟咧，啊，咁我哋读约书亚记，啊，今日读咗成九节咁多噶啦。
And sometimes I'll just leave the Bible laying there through the week, and on Sunday, before Sunday, I'll open it up and I'll read a few verses. But today we have already read 9 verses.
哇，咁起好多噶，加埋头先小组咧，我哋亦都读过噶。
Now that seems to be a lot of verses. Now, if we include the verses we study during the Bible study session, that's quite significant.
弟兄姊妹，我哋唔可以咁样。
Now, that's not the attitude, proper attitude we should have.
如果我哋咁样，唔怪得我哋软软弱弱。
Now, if that was the state that we're in, no wonder we're so weak. And
你试下唔食嘢啊
？Now, if you try not eating,
可能你想唔食嘢，不过冇办法。
Many people went on a diet, but because they don't have any,
they cannot help it.
They cannot help it.
但系咧，属灵嘅话，弟兄姊妹啊，我哋唔好 on the diet.
Now, but in terms of the word, the spirit, the spiritual food, please do not be on a diet.
我哋唔好求其是但，以致到我哋嘅身，我哋属灵嘅光景系软软弱弱。
We should not take a carefree attitude towards that. To a point where our body becomes physically weak.
如果我哋发觉世界上边嘅好多人都注重呢个健康，身体嘅健康。
Now in the world today, many people they look closely at the health on their own health.
哇！有咩十全大补剂啊？有咩维他命啊？一大堆。
Now there are many venues to look into that, including the vitamins and supplements.
目的是做咩咧？目的想我哋嘅身体保持好似旧阵时咁样，仲有能力。
Now the goal is to try to keep the body like when it was before, younger, with all these supplements and vitamins.
唔至于衰老得咁快啫。
So that the body would not grow old as quickly.
但你知道吗？属灵嘅生命，我哋还需要成个话语嚟到喂养嘅。
But for the spiritual life, we need the words of God to feed that.
Esther 嘅侄啊，唔系侄仔啦 ，Gershon 系咪嘅侄啊？咁咧，佢喺 L.A. 读书。
Now Esther's Esther's nephew, he goes to school in Los Angeles.
咁啊，早个星期咧，突然间又话好唔舒服。
About a week earlier, suddenly he had some discomfort.
咁咧就要即刻送咗去呢个急症室。
And he was brought to the emergency room.
咁原来后来发觉咧咩？原来医生话佢个胃咧穿咗个窿。
Now the doctor's diagnostic tells us that his lungs had a hole in it. Had some holes in it, puncture.
啊。咁就醫生就話咧，通常咧啲瘦嘅高嘅嗰啲人咧，會啲即係啲咁嘅機會多啲嘅。
Now the doctor thinks that for the tall and skinny ones, they have a high percentage of such an event happening.
咁啊，果然咧，佢嗰隻咧瘦到似藤咁樣嘅。
Now Esther's nephew was quite skinny.
咁啊，時時都話我讀書做功課，唔記得咗食嘢，係啲咁嘅人。
He was such a studious person that he will forget about his meals。
嗱，所以咧，弟兄姊妹，我哋呢個身體啊，你唔食嘢，你梗有事嘅。
Now, brothers and sisters, for this physical body here, if you do not eat properly, then there's prompt to problems。
Yeah, 我哋而家講緊屬靈嘅身體。
And now, however, we're talking about the spiritual body.
更加需要呢，神嘅话语嚟到供应我哋。
Even more, it needs the word of God to
support. 如果我哋冇一个好嘅身体啊
，Now if we don't have a good in terms of spiritual body,
你想做乜都唔得。
You cannot do anything.
我上个两个星期呢，我就有咁嘅经历。
Now, about 2 weeks ago, I have this experience.
我住的地方每年政府都送一些 compost 给我们，那些叫什么营养泥啊。
And annually, on a yearly basis, the government sends to me some of these fertilizers or composts. Now, that day is the due date for me to go pick it up.
本来想和另外一个弟兄一起去拿。Originally,
I was to go with another brother.
拿几桶回来，这样可以第成年拿来种嘢。I
was planning to bring back a few buckets of those.
但结果呢，唔去得。But
somehow I ended up not able to make it.
因为那天病了。Because
on that day I was sick.
那个弟兄打电话来说， 哎，你听你咁病，你唔好出嚟啦，咪惹咗我。
Now the brother that was supposed to go with me, he called me and he said that, oh, I heard you were very sick, and why don't you not come out with me? Because I don't want to be get sick as well.
咁结果咧就系好想去攞，但系都冇能力去攞。
So the end result was that I wanted to go and pick up the compost, but I could not go.
所以后来呢，这个弟兄就好心啊，等我攞啲俾你啦。结果呢，我就喺床上边嚟等我弟兄攞啲咁嘅战利品翻嚟。Now,
it ended up that this brother was very nice, and he offered to pick it up for me. So I waited on the bed while he went and picked up the compost.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，无论我哋有几多嘅宏心壮志。
Now, brothers and sisters, no matter how much our aspiration or our ambitions are,
你没有一个健康的身体,
without a healthy body,
你什么都做不成,
you cannot accomplish anything.
所以约书亚就知道三日之后他们要过河，他们要得这个地，他们意思就是说要进到去征战的里面。
Now, Joshua here understands that in 3 days they are to cross the river, they are to go into battle.
所以他们说,
That's why here in verse 10 it tells us that Joshua told the officer of the people to prepare food.
我们感谢主,
we thank our Lord.
虽然我们不知道,
even though we may not know,
但神知道,
but God knows.
神知道我们会遇到什么事,
God knows what we will encounter.
神也知道我们需要什么,
God knows what we need.
所以今天神说你要预备,
So God, today, He tells us that you go and you prepare for the words of God and to store up that spiritual food.
这个是第一点，这个第一个命令，约书亚颁下来。Now
this is the first command that Joshua issued.
然后呢，约书亚又颁布第二个命令。Now
Joshua now issued his second command.
什么命令呢？由第十二节一路读落到最尾嘅时候。
Now, what is the second command? That is from verse 12 to verse 18.
我归纳起上来，就是一句说话：走主的道路，要同心合意。In
summary, that is to say, when we walk the path of the Lord, that we should walk with one heart, a whole heart.
神睇重个人嘅见证。Now,
God looks heavily upon personal testimony.
神更睇重整体嘅见证。But
God also even look more heavily upon the group as a testimony.
刚才我们读希伯来书那里神没有说我要领一个儿子进荣耀的里面。Now
as we read Hebrews early on, the Lord didn't tell us that He only lead one son into glory.
神说我要领许多个儿子进到荣耀的里面。
But He stated that He desires to bring many sons unto glory.
神要的是一个基督的身体。
What God desires is the body of Christ.
这个基督的身体就是那个身父。
And that body of Christ is that bride.
这个见证，这个教会，这个团体人。
That is the testimony, the church.
The church. The corporate.
The corporate church.
Corporate man.
Corporate man.
那神要这个见证。
Now that's the testimony that God desires.
在这些所有这么多的人当中,
so among all these people,
神要他们同心合意。
God wants them to have a whole heart for the Lord.
流便加得马拿西这两个半支派的人。
Now for the tribe of the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half of the tribe of the Manasseh,
如果我们读民数记三十二章就清楚那个整个历史的过程。
Now if we have read Numbers 22, we would know the history of these tribes.
32. 原来他们行到去这个迦南地这个约旦河之前。
Now these tribes, before they arrived to the River Jordan,
他们圣经就说在那一带的地方就是叫约旦河东的这边的地方。
So at the region with the eastern side of the River Jordan,
这两个半支派的人
these two and a half tribes,
就觉得呢去到去那一带的地方呢那个环境非常之好。
They come upon some land where they saw it was very good.
他们又中意那段那个大的地。
And they liked the land that was there.
于是呢他们就跟摩西说。
So they asked Moses.
他说摩西不如我们不过去那边了我们就留在这里了。
Can we not cross the river Jordan? Can we just stay on this side of the shore?
他说我们觉得这个地方好好啱我们用啱我们住咁我哋住喺呢度好啦。
And these two and a half tribes, they said to Moses, "We feel this land is very good for us. Can we stay here and live here?"
咁摩西话唔系，神唔系俾你哋留喺呢度嘅，神我哋要，神叫我哋过去嗰边嘅。
And now Moses responded to him, and he said that God wanted you to be on the land of Canaan, not on this side of the Jordan.
咁但系呢班人话唔系咧，我哋真系好中意呢度噶。
Now this group of people, this two and a half tribe.They insisted upon Moses and said that yes, we like this part of the land very much.
啊，无论如何，我唔过去啦，我哋就留喺呢度啦。
We're going to stay on this side, on the eastern side of the River Jordan. We're not going to cross into the land of Canaan.
咁仲要话嗱咁啊，同你讲下理由。至多呢，我哋同你哋过去嗰边打仗，等嗰班弟兄们攞到嗰个约旦河由西嘅地方，我哋先至再翻嚟。
So these two and a half tribes, they negotiate with Moses. They said that we'll leave the cattle, the kids, whatever, wives behind, but we will cross the river and we'll fight to gain the land for the rest of the brethren.
我无论如何，我哋系中意呢度嘅吓。
And they insisted that no matter what, this is the land I like on the eastern side of the river.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你仲记得冬令会咧，我哋嘅弟兄喺度交通吓。他们有些人是拣选一些次好的不是拣选神那个最好的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we remember some of the sharing in the winter conference, we can recall there's the message that tells us that some people chose the second best and not the best.
这班人就是拣选次好的。
Now, this group of people, they chose the second best.
但是无论如何神的计划不是因为人拣选了次好的他的计划就被打岔。
Now God's plan is not because these people pick the second best that His plan will be interrupted.
或者话人冇拣选到嗰个上好嘅，以致到神嗰个计划嘅执行就失败。
And even though this group of people pick the second best, that does not mean God's plan will not carry out to its full extent.
但后来咧，呢件事情都系最后都系解决咗啦。摩西就话允许佢哋。留在约旦河东。
Now, regardless, at the end of the negotiations, Moses agreed that these two and a half tribes they can stay on the eastern side of the river.
咁如今呢，约书亚佢记得嗰件事情。
Now, Joshua remembers this matter.
咁嚟到呢个约旦河嘅旁边嘅时候，佢哋要过河。
So as they come across the river just before they are about to cross,
佢就提醒呢班人：，喂，你哋以前咁样讲过。
Now he reminded these people that.That's what you have promised in the past.
咁而今就要履行你嘅诺言。
Now it's time for you to fulfill that promise.
嗱，我哋感谢主，因为我哋睇见神自己嘅管理喺嗰度。
Now thank the Lord that we can see God's control.
呢班人，你记得喺呢个旷野嘅时候咧，真系誓愿当食生菜嘅佢哋，话：哎呀，神啊，我听你嘅话，我跟随你，我点点点点。
Now we can see God's sovereignty in this matter because in the past, in the wilderness, the group of people, they would swear and they would make promises like they would eat lettuce or something like that. Very casually. And all the promises they made, and once they turn around, turn their back, then they will forget it. But here, we can see one thing. They did not go back on their promise. And these group of people, they fulfilled their promise and they crossed the River Jordan and they're there to fight for the land.
And
even more precious as we read further down the passage here.
他們說, 你所吩咐我們, 我都必遵行。
And I think it's in verse 16. Right? And they answered Joshua, saying, "All that thou commandest us, we will do.
你所差遣我們去的, 我們都必去。
And whithersoever thou sendest, we will go.
我們從前怎樣一切事情, 一切的事情上, 聽從摩西, 現在也要照樣聽從你。
And according as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee.
并且他说, 唯愿耶和华, 你的神与你同在, 好像同摩西同在一样。
Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses.
无论什么人违背你的命令, 不听从你的吩咐的, 他就要必须自死。
And whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death.
哇, 我们看见神的管理, 不单止他们要履行, 他们的誓言。
Now we can see God's sovereignty and his discipline in this matter, that these good people, finally, they are there to fulfill the promise.
啊, 并且呢, 他懂得为这个作带领的人祷告。
And even more, they have learned to pray for the leader.
他说,唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在,好像同摩西同在一样。
They said that the presence of God would be with you as he was with Moses.
弟兄姊妹,我们时时都讲到读经,祷告,我们时时都祷告的。
Now, many times we speak of the matters of prayer.
做父母的,多数都常常为子女祷告。
As a parent, I'm sure they often pray for their kids.
什么祷告呢? 啊, 他快高长大好啦, 读书聪明好啦。
Now, what kind of prayer? Well, may my kids grow up quickly. May they be wise and intelligent.
Yeah. 其实子女都为父母祷告的, 为他们, 哎呀, 他们, 希望他们身体健康啊, 长命百岁啊, 没那么啰嗦。
And the children will often, I'm sure, pray for their parents, for example, that they will be healthy, they will live to a good age, and also that they won't be so nagging me so much.
但弟兄姊妹,你去看看你的祷告,无论你为你的子女好,为你的父母好,有多少时候我们的祷告是求主呢,叫这班人的属灵的生命,
Now, as we examine the matter of prayer, regardless if it's the children for the parents or the parent for the children, how many times, how often do we see those prayers consist of the spiritual growth of the individual, of the other? Many times, you only ask for blessings.
但有多少时候我们为着 属灵的长进,
but how often do we pray about our spiritual life to be more to be strengthened in our spiritual life, a walk with the Lord?
你有多少时候为着你教会的负责的同工，有为着传道人来祷告？
And how often do we pray for those working together in serving the Lord?
你说有,我们星期四为着讲道的弟兄祈祷,为着传道人,他什么时候讲道,去哪里讲道,我们都为他祷告。
And you may say that, yes, on Thursday nights, we will pray for those brothers serving or leading the God, leading the congregation.
係冇錯，我哋有，但係喺我哋嘅禱告嘅內容嘅裏邊就話，求主俾佢話啦，俾佢睇見啦，等佢能夠有編好嘅信息啦。咁
，True, we do have those prayers, but oftentimes those prayers consist of, may that brother have a revelation, may he have a good message, have good words from the Lord.
但係有冇為著呢個傳道人個屬靈嘅？刚强属灵的长进来祷告。
But have we prayed for the spiritual growth of this individual?
你不知道作现今做传道人，他们的压力几大。
Now as a evangelist these days in present time, there's much pressure.
站过讲台的弟兄们，他们一定有这样的经历。你预备这一个钟头的时间的交通。你用几多嘅时间去预备
？Now for those that might have stood here at the pulpit before, either it be a message or sharing, you will come to understand how much time, how much preparation is required for that 1 hour of message.
有啲人咧口才好敏捷嘅，啊喺一下就可以讲得嘅好多嘅嘢出嚟。
Now, though there are those brothers that are very good with words and they can speak freely, very easily.
但你唔好唔记得，我哋又唔可以喺度顺口开河喎，乱噏一通。
Now, but please take heed that once you're here up at the pulpit, you cannot just speak carefree. You need to be very concerned about the words.
或者有啲人心思好敏捷嘅，即刻就想到啲嘢出嚟。
Now, there are of course those people that has a lot of ideas.
但是我们又不能够在这里就带人游花园的。
But likewise, when you're speaking up here, you cannot lead them to take a tour around the ballpark.
所以在各方除了这个之外，在弟兄姊妹中间的那个带领。
And even so, other than speaking at the pulpit, there are other leading positions such as the small groups.
Small group, 就是带领弟兄姊妹关心弟兄姊妹各方面。
Those are there are brethren that will just look onto other care for other people。
弟兄姊妹，如果呢一个作传道人，呢一个作带领嘅人，佢嘅属灵嘅光景唔啱唔对呢
？Now if this this leader, this evangelist, if his spiritual condition is not correct，
佢嘅光景唔好呢
？If his spiritual condition is not healthy，
咁。整个的带领都不准确的。
Now, the direction that he will be taking will be not straight.
他属灵的光景好准确，那我们大家都蒙福。
Now, we will be blessed if the leading brethren has a strong spiritual life and it's correct in the spiritual manners. Then we will be blessed.
听见不是这样的情形。
Now that's his condition.
所以我们要为传道人祷告，为作带领的弟兄们祷告。
So we should pray for the brethren that are lead in a leadership position, and we also pray for the evangelists.
是为着他们属灵的光景、属灵的睇见这一个准确上来来祷告。
For their spiritual condition, for their insight in the Word of God.
Yeah.呢两个管支派嘅人
，now these two and a half tribes here，
佢哋喺呢个时候，佢哋识得为作带领嘅人祷告。
And these two and a half tribes are under in this circumstance， they know how to pray for the leader。
我哋分明睇见神自己嘅管理喺嗰度。
And we can see God's sovereignty in this matter。
我哋亦都弟兄姊妹，我哋亦都喺呢件事情上边嚟到学习。
And brothers and sisters, we should learn on this matter.
约书亚记第一章
Joshua chapter 1.
神用环境来到印证了神自己的拣选
Through the circumstances, things happening around his people, God confirmed
his
chosen.
神亦都让约书亚呢有一条通达的道路
And God allowed Joshua to be able to be blessed in the things.
以至到呢，佢能够 将神的百姓带入去神的应许地。
So that Joshua can bring his people into the land of Canaan.
所以原来我们读二十二章的时候，我就发觉这两个半支派的人，他们就没有好像以前这样，拧转面就不记得了他们的誓言。
So as we read Numbers 22, we come to know that these two and a half tribes here mentioned, they fulfilled the promise and they're not like the people of old in the wilderness.
后来他们真的处理了好一切的事的时候，他们才离开。
And later on, as we progress into the book of Joshua, we come to know that these two and a half tribes indeed fulfilled the promise.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
神就是这样来用这个约书亚。
That's how God utilized Joshua.
神就是用一个有一个不同心智的这个一个这样的人来作成神要做的事情。
And God used his servant Joshua, a servant with a different spirit, to accomplish his plan.
最后一点就是说，神得到一个忠心的仆人。
And then my last point I want to make is that God has gained a faithful servant.
约书亚是一个忠心的仆人。
Joshua is a faithful servant.
不单止他是忠心，他是一个勤快的一个领袖。
Not only a faithful servant, he is also a great commander.
因为从神的话语里面，譬如第二节，神话：我仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来同这个百姓过河。
Now, just as in verse 2, it states that as Moses now is dead, that Joshua is to be raised up and he is to lead his people into the land of Canaan.
神话：现在你要起来。
Now you need to be you raise up now.
所以第十节，于是约书亚就作了佢一切嘅安排。
Verse 10, then Joshua made the arrangements and led the people into Canaan.
第二章第一节话，当下乱嘅儿子约书亚就咁咁咁咁。
And later on in chapter 2, verse 1, we see that so and so, this is what the Joshua the son of Nun has done.
第三章第一节。约书亚清早起来就准备过河。
Chapter 3 verse 1, Joshua rose early in the morning and they removed, you know, they crossed the river Jordan.
第六章第十二节，约书亚清早起来。
Chapter 6 12, Joshua rose early in the morning.
十五节，第七日的清早黎明的时候他们起来。
Verse 15, And it came to pass on the seventh day, and they rose early about the dawning of the day.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神的仆人的一个性格。
Now this is a characteristic of a servant of God.
是一个好的性格，不是懒惰的性格。
This is a good characteristic, not a bad one.
神要他的旨意成就在地上边。
Now God desires his will to be done on earth.
他要用着人去达成这个目的。
And he will use men to accomplish his goal.
今天你同埋我都有呢个咁样嘅责任。
Today you and I, we both have this responsibility.
让神嘅旨意透过我哋喺度成全喺地上面。
That through us, God's will can be manifested on earth.
神需要嘅就好似约书亚咁样嘅一个人。
Now Joshua is a servant that is what God needs.
所以我哋今天要学习嘅就像。
So today, what we need to learn is to be like Joshua, to live righteously before God.
如果我们是做人拖泥带水,
Now, if we were to live a lifestyle that is a procrastinating lifestyle,
求求其其不谨慎，又不在神的话语里面，上面来到用心。
And we do not spend time or in the words in the God's words.
咁样神嘅旨意能够成就呢个机会呢就会少啦。
Now, if that were the case, it will hinder the God's will from coming to fruition.
求主怜悯我哋。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我哋一同嘅起嚟喺度学习，我哋活喺神嘅面前，遵佢嘅话，照着佢嘅话。
That we can raise up together and live according to what God has desired of us.
让佢嘅旨意能够早日嘅成就喺个中间。
And may His will be able to be manifested among us.
咁我哋祈祷。
We have a word of prayer.
亲爱嘅主，我哋多谢你，因为你透过约书亚向我哋讲咗说话。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you because through your servant Joshua, you have spoken to us.
求主用圣灵喺我哋心中继续嘅开启我哋。
And may you use the Holy Spirit to continue to enlighten us.
让我哋一同嘅活喺你嘅面前，系作为一个能够叫你嘅旨意得着成就嘅器皿。
That we may be continue to live together before you, that we may be a vessel before you.
愿主喺我哋中间得着荣耀颂赞。
May our Lord gain the glory and the praises among us.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.